Desert Communion. I'm brought out to the desert by my love. It is a spacious place, empty and vast, that calls my heart to hear, my soul to soar. But first, the deathly silence hushes me. No leaves are whispering, no brook, no bird. All praises here are spoken without sound. No safety beckons the unwary guest. No careless loves or travelers may thrive. Yet there is life here in this barren waste. Hearts beat beneath the spines, the sand, the sun. Surprising, rich, and variously arrayed in adaptation to the verge of death. Bereft of ornament, exposed and mean, reduced now to survival's sleek, lean lines, these creatures have no excess, naught to spare. And yet communion flourishes below the surfaces of suffering and shade. Scant hope clings bonded to the secret stream. The desert denizens, a quiet mob, known only to the keen of eye and heart, as thieves are known by thieves and loves by loves, the small society indwelt by pain, with senses sharpened by deep thirst, perceives and somehow soothes companions on the way. The cool night sky brings solace with the stars that shine like diamonds made of hardened tears, pointing beyond the barren, sun-cursed world to the oasis of our wedded bliss.